Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, March 1st, 2017. I'm Eric Tegedoff. Here are the stories in our spotlight today. Trump speaks to Congress. Mental health services could disappear with repeal of the Affordable Care Act. And bills in the Senate could hinder saving for retirement. President Donald Trump addressed Congress for the first time last night. He outlined his vision for the country on everything from health care to immigration to infrastructure, and he began the night by condemning the killing of an Indian man in Kansas and threats to Jewish centers across the country.
We are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all of its very ugly forms.
In protest, the Democratic women of Congress wore white to the address in a nod to suffragettes and to oppose, in their words, efforts to roll back women's progress. Trump is asking Congress for a $54 billion increase in military spending, which likely means cuts will be made to some politically sensitive programs, from education and the environment to science and fighting poverty. And that isn't sitting well with budget watchdog groups.
President Donald Trump's call to increase military spending by $54 billion likely means cuts will be made to some politically sensitive programs, from education and the environment to science and fighting poverty. Trump first announced his plans Monday to the National Governors Association and shared more details in his speech to Congress last night. Lindsay Kashgarian of the National Priorities Project says it's unclear where the hike in defense funding would come from. She says this is the time for citizens to speak up, noting that cuts would have a trickle-down effect on states, cities, and counties.
There are a lot of reasons for members of Congress to care about this. The good news is that Congress actually has quite a large say in what the final budget looks like. So the right thing to do is to contact your member of Congress and let them know what your concerns are.
President Trump has said the money will come from, in his words, a revved up economy. He has also said it's time for America to start winning wars again. But the budget proposal has a long way to go, and some pushback from Congress is almost certain. I'm Eric Galatis.
Plans to revamp the Affordable Care Act were among President Trump's talking points during last night's address before a joint session of Congress. And as Mary Sherman reports, one section of the population stands to be significantly impacted by changes to the health care law.
Peggy Hubbard with the National Association for Mental Illness in Iowa explains that because of policies and safeguards included in the ACA, millions of Americans struggling with mental illness gained coverage over the past 8 years. And she says many are low income and have no other options.
Sometimes they're on disability, so then they often qualify for Medicaid, but not always. They might be employed in part-time or low-wage jobs that don't offer benefits. It can be problematic to maintain a full-time job that offers benefits.
Some experts say a disruption in services can be damaging to the functioning of individuals with mental health concerns.
Immigration was another big topic during the president's speech last night, and two Arizona teenagers said they needed a lot of courage to attend. But bringing attention to the fate of their mom, who was recently deported, was worth it.
The mother, Guadalupe Garcia de Reyes, made headlines this month when she became one of the first people deported under Trump's more aggressive immigration policy. Her son Angel says their faith gave them the courage to go to Washington and speak out.
We came all the way from Mesa, Arizona, to show them that we're not scared and that we're here fighting for my mother and for my community, for all the immigrants out there. We're here to speak out for those who have stayed quiet for so many years.
Angel's mom was brought to the U.S. by her parents when she was 14. She lived here for 20 years, getting married and raising her two children. She was discovered by immigration officials during a workplace raid in 2008. That was during the Obama administration, when the focus was on deporting serious criminals and Reyes was allowed to stay. When Trump took over, the rules were changed so that anyone here without legal papers could be deported. She was sent back home when she attended a routine meeting with her immigration officer. Yesterday was Guadalupe's birthday. Her son Angel says life at home is not the same without her.
That was Dennis Newman reporting. The U.S. Senate is now considering bills that could overturn rules clarifying how states and cities can help millions of private sector workers save for retirement. Andrea Sears explains.
More than half of American workers don't have access to a company pension plan at work, so the Obama administration issued regulations clearing the way for states and large cities to create payroll deduction plans for those workers' retirement savings. But in a recent party line vote, the House passed legislation that blocks those rules. Stephen Hertzenberg, who heads the Keystone Research Center, says overturning the regulations could be devastating.
What it would do is make it harder for millions of Americans to save for retirement.
Supporters of the rollback point out that people can save money on their own and voice concerns that state or city-sponsored pension plans might compete with others, including traditional private sector workplace plans.
The impact of air quality on your lungs often is felt long before it is seen, but citizen scientists in North Carolina are providing the tools to educators and community members to see the invisible.
The AirKeeper Citizen Science Program provides materials and low-cost sensors that people can use to monitor air quality right where they live. UNC professor Susan Harden offers the education to her freshman classes.
Because of their citizen science technology that's very accessible and inexpensive, our students were able to use air quality monitors. So they had the equipment that gave them immediate feedback about their research questions.
The data is uploaded to an online site and is available to scientists and the public to monitor the air. This is Stephanie Carson reporting.
I'm Eric Taganoff for Public News Service, member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.